Back here for this final recap of 22-13 setback for Scott City to the Cimarron Blue Jays on Friday night. It was the first win in the series for Cimarron. You have to go all the way back to 1941 when they knocked off Scott City. I believe Tim McGonigal said on the air there, 75-0 back in 1941. Scott City and Cimarron did not play from 1941 and then, or after 1941 until 2010 when both teams were in the same district in Class 3A. But Scott City had dominated the series 2010 to 2017, winning seven games in a row there. They did not play, I think it was in 2013 or in 2018, 2019. So that little breaks in between there. But nonetheless, Scott City, they won the yardage battle. They had a total of 261 yards of offense, 134 on the ground, 127 through the air. And Cimarron had 186 yards of offense, 139 on the ground, and just 47 through the air. That was just on one pass play. Scott City had 11 first downs. They were 4-13 on third down and 1-3 on fourth down. Cimarron converted their lone fourth down of the day, and they were 6-14 on third down, but just 1-6 in the first half, 5-8 in the second half. And Scott City would drop a tough one there, but they had showed some signs there. If they get some things, a couple of things cleaned up, they could be a pretty good team. They still can be a really good team. Just unfortunate they were unable to get the offense going from maybe about the second quarter till the fourth quarter at about the five-minute mark of the game. That's when their offense kind of came back to life there in that fourth quarter. And they can get some more consistent drives going. I think this could still be a pretty good team. Defense that overall played better there and had a tough time in the second half getting off the field on third down. But those are things that would be cleaned up, and they're going to have to be cleaned up in a hurry because they're going to be seeing a pretty confident Goodland team coming into town on Friday night. Goodland, yes, they're 2-1, and they have not won two games since 2017, and they won one game in each of the last 2 years, 2018 and 2019, but they have probably one of the top quarterbacks in the league, if not the top quarterback in the league, and Leighton Keir, and he's going to be a handful for Scott City to deal with. But Scott City has dominated the series, but a little bit different tides here with a 2-1 Goodland team and a 1-2 Scott City team, a team that's been is really confident there. Their own loss coming in overtime to Bridgeport, Nebraska in week two, 26-20, and they're coming off a win over Lakin 23-17 on Friday night, and a good football game there at Cowboy Stadium in Goodland between the two schools. So should be a fun one. It's homecoming Friday night at Darner Field. It's going to be, looks like it might be a pretty warm game there on Friday night there at Darner Field. Could see highs in the upper 80s, almost near 90 on Friday during the day, but it's homecoming. District opener as well. So really, first three games were the warm-up for the second, as some would say, the second season of the year. And should be a fun one there at Darner Field between Scott City and Goodland. GWAC foes there meeting up once again. 7 o'clock kickoff at Darner Field. Can't wait to see you there. And if you can't, tune in to us right here on Mix 94.5 and WesternKansasNews.com, as well as on the KSKL app. Well, thanks again for tuning in to this edition of Sounds of the Game featuring Scott City, the audio recap of it. I'm Adam Kadavy. We'll talk to you next time.